Yeah, the environment is particularly important in the anxiety disorders. That's exactly right. We're exposed to danger and threat all the time. And we do know that experiences with danger frequently lead people to have problems with anxiety. So when we're confronted by extreme danger, people will get some kinds of anxiety, like post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. When we're exposed to milder anxieties, though, so for example, breakup with a girlfriend or a particularly stressful day at work, we'll get other kinds of anxiety. And there is a particularly tight relationship between being exposed to stress and developing anxiety. And that's very important, both in terms of when we think about prevention. So we know that when we're in a situation where we're exposed to stress, we should be thinking, is this one of those situations where I could have problems? But then it also can be particularly important in terms of treatment. So people need to think, after they're exposed to a stressor, they should pay attention to how they're functioning, and they should be on the lookout for signs that they might be having problems. Because we think that if we can identify problems early and treat them before they become severe, we might have a better chance of helping people function better. So for example, if we would treat kids with anxiety early and help them to overcome their anxiety, maybe we might reduce the chance that they'll get depression later on in life.